Okay.
So we're just kind of doing what we've just done again about what our project.
A bit more interactive as well, yeah. I'll ask you to the questions.
Okay.
As much as you can talk about near neighbours, although obviously I want to hear about your projects, but as much as you talk about near neighbours, it's really helpful.
Okay.
Would you like to?
Okay, I can
go for it.
I mean, what I've done is all about the kind of process of how we got funding, really. Before we started, we were a project that's about hosting destitute asylum seekers and getting volunteer hosts and having someone in the spare room.
Already had existed for about a year, but we'd never had any funding or anything, we were just completely voluntary. As you can see from my lovely pictures, we went to a tackling poverty event in a church in Ladywood, and at the event I met Jessica.
That was the one in last October?
Yeah.
And so
it was just through chatting to her, really, that she said, oh, your project might be able to apply for near neighbours funding. So that was like where the idea started. At about the same time, our local church, All Saints Church in King's Heath, they've got a social justice action group, and someone from there got in touch with us to invite us to a meeting. We went to a meeting and they were interested in working with us. So through that, that kind of gave us a sort of link. So we're called Birch, Birmingham Community Hosting Network, and we weren't like linked into the church or anything. We were just this organisation which is about the having hosts to have the destitute families in this area. So through that we kind of had the church link and a group of people, so we did an application which Jessica helped us to adjust kind of to make sure it fit the criteria. And in the end, like I was saying before, once we actually sent it off, we heard back within 24 hours that we got the funding. So that was it, really. I think, obviously, because we live in King's Heath and Jessica does as well, like, you've been quite involved like on throughout the process, really. That's it. Someone asked me a question.
Do you think you could have done this without the funding? Could you have got to the level you're at now?
I think it's really changed what we did, because like up until then we were just kind of, we were trying to contact churches and things to say like, are you interested in knowing about us, and no one really was interested. So I think the fact of having had to kind of make that link with the church group, that really opened up those networks, because it's like three people who knew other people who could then actually say, oh, this is interesting, like listen to them rather than just being like an email from a stranger kind of thing. So I think that's the thing that made a real difference. And also just the idea of having events and kind of creating some kind of momentum of interest amongst people rather than just doing like one email at a time and then no one getting back to you. We never had that momentum before. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a real big thing that's changed. Like, it's actually been a way of getting people involved. And that's been really good.
So when did you get the funding?
I think it's February. I hope it was, because otherwise we're running out of time. Yeah, February.
So what have you been able to do since then?
So what we said the funding was about was like kind of generating a group of people that are interested in supporting the project. So it was just like funding for like meeting rooms, things like that. But in the end, we've had all the meetings in people's houses, so we haven't really spent any money on that. So instead, we're kind of using it to have a couple of awareness-raising lunches. So we've got one due in a couple of weeks, May the 13th, and another one in June, which is also tying in with Refugee Week. So that's like a way of like getting people involved and like raising awareness about destitution, which is like our big thing that we're about, the kind of way of other people being able to be involved who aren't necessarily ready to do actual hosting, like if they haven't got a spare room. I think it's a big thing to think about, having a stranger to stay in your house, really. So I think it's the sort of thing where people need to gradually get involved, and then if they're really like moved by people's stories, then maybe they will want to do it one day, but it's not something that anyone's going to want to do straight away. So that's where kind of sucking people in, and then one day I want to do it.
Excellent.
So, would you?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You want me?